1 year ago this week, a nation watched in anger as Officer Derek Chauvin kneeled on the neck of George Floyd, killing him in the process. For Buffalo resident and elementary school teacher David Hall, the viral video of the Floyd murder was a precursor to his own run-in with law enforcement that very day.
Did I have any weapons in the car? Did I have any drugs in the car? And, like, at that time, my pride was just shot. I'm literally watching this video of this happening to this man, and 15 minutes later, the same thing is, you know, sort of happening to me. So that is what really pushed me into, like, getting out on the streets.
And people took to the streets. The killing of Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others sparked protests in Western New York, starting with a May 30th gathering in Niagara Square, which saw protesters clashing with Buffalo police officers and damage done to local businesses. Speaking out has never been a problem for Hall, who was often seen at protests with megaphone in hand, leading chants, or talking about the injustices facing African Americans across the country. He says he grew up seeing law enforcement with rose-tinted glasses.
I went to Bennett High School. So in high school, every day we would come in to, like, security checks. So there was always a sense of safety, I guess, from security and police officers and people who held that title.
That all changed May 30th of last year.
I feel like my eyes were opened after watching that video and then experiencing something very similar to it on the same day that this man died.
Despite the negative publicity the May 30th protests garnered, the rest of the summer in Western New York saw civil rights action sprout up almost on a daily basis, from the city center to the suburbs and out to the city of Niagara Falls and Rochester. The height of the COVID-19 pandemic, mixed with the anger and exhaustion from the continuous instances of police brutality, is what brought people to the streets, says Buffalo Poet Laureate Jillian Hainsworth, who is also the Director of Leadership at Open Buffalo.
It was like the frustration of constantly having to choose personal safety over justice. You know, everybody's at home because they don't want to get this virus, but we have to take to the streets because we aren't even safe in our own homes. In Breonna Taylor's case,
Hainsworth was happy to see this newer, younger subset of Buffalo's progressive movement emerge last summer, but recognizes many of the non-black marchers lack the connections to the community they purport to stand up for. A community-first approach has kept Hainsworth grounded in her work.
We have this entirely new generation and group of young leaders and progressives that want to come out and want to be heard, but the reality is they're not going to face the same dangers in the community that I will as a black woman.
In the winter of 2019, Hainsworth wrote a poem in tribute to Gil Scott-Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, not knowing it would become a sort of rallying cry 18 months later.
I did not realize when I wrote The Revolution Will Rhyme, I didn't know that it was going to become a part of this movement.
Capturing the movement was an integral part of the summer, and whether it was a march toward Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown's residence, or covering events in Rochester after the release of the video of Daniel Prude's death.
We have nothing to lose.
We have nothing to lose but our chance.
Carmen Paul Sabella was there with his camera.
I saw real people with real experiences of injustice, of discrimination, of oppression. I've seen a community that's been brutalized, honestly, ripped of hope.
Sabella says he and other white allies have to do their part in supporting the movement.
I've seen this from a variety of angles, from what my students see, from what my friends see, what my family sees, to what the actual people on the streets that are out there fighting see. And, you know, I try my best to capture that through my camera and to share their stories and the messages that the people that are out there fighting have to say.
Unfortunately, these largely peaceful protests and marches weren't always met in kind. That was the scene outside of Empty Pockets Bar and Grill in North Buffalo in September after protesters marched down Hurdle Avenue. Numerous instances of violent pushback occurred in response to the marches, and Hainsworth says until black and brown people are treated with the same humanity and respect as whites, these issues will persist.
Until we can recognize that black and brown people in this country are not treated equally, we're always going to have a long way to go.
12 months after Floyd's murder and the conviction of his killer, Hall is pleased with what was accomplished last summer, not just with the numerous reforms to law enforcement and criminal justice being made, but with the possibility of new leadership in Buffalo and Western New York for years to come.
I see that. That's probably the biggest change that I see is like people seeing what we're doing, seeing how we're doing it, learning from it, and taking action from it.
Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.